Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I have been uninvited from CPAC, which I'm disappointed with. The statement from CPAC said that there was a video in which I defended pedophilia. That simply isn't true. I didn't. It was not my intention. It wasn't what the words that I used meant. And I stand by, because it's perfectly true.
That right there, Milo Yiannopoulos, who, of course, is the he is the great antagonist of the left. The free speech crowd loves him. The conservatives love him. He's the kind of guy you love, the conservatives say. And he today, really, I don't know, man. It has been a long time since I've seen somebody who has been blown out of the water this fast. CPAC has uninvited him. Simon & Schuster announced about 20 minutes ago that they're going to cancel his book, which was last sales for Amazon, has dropped down to 84 today. All of this came in the revelation of a, I guess it was some sort of podcast that he was on. And it's been out for a while, but it was really noticed over the weekend, and then it hits today. It was called the Reagan Battalion. It's a blog that describes itself as news information commentary from a conservative perspective. And if you've not seen it, I've saw a bit of it. I don't know about you, but the last thing I think you want to be taken down by, besides your own stupid comments, is a bunch of guys who wear Lucha Libre wrestling masks to do an interview with you on. But it was a very stupid thing that he did, and we'll get deeper into that. Milo is trying to figure out a way to back his comments out of the public eye and get you to change the way you view him, listen to him, like him or don't like him. Here's some more of Milo.
You've probably seen by now reports and videos that allege that I'm some kind of apologist for pedophilia or some kind of enabler of child abuse. Nothing could be further from the truth. And I find those crimes to be absolutely disgusting. I find those people to be disgusting.
So what's all the big hubbub, they say? What's all the big hubbub? He appeared on this show or whatever it was. I don't know when he actually appeared on it, but yesterday they arrived via Twitter. And it was January, from what I'm understanding, that he actually did this, and the stuff has been posted. But these now have hit the public airwaves, if you will. Somebody actually paid attention to him. Hollywood Reporter was the first one to announce it. This is what he said on the show about the age of consent and what they fired back with.
This arbitrary and oppressive idea of consent, which totally destroys the understanding that many of us have of the complexities and subtleties and complicated nature of many relationships. You know, people are messy and complex, and actually in the homosexual world particularly, some of those relationships between younger boys and older men, the sort of coming-of-age relationships, the relationships in which those older men help those young boys to discover who they are and give them security and safety and provide them with love and a reliable... And sort of a rock where they can't speak to their parents. Some of those relationships are some
like
of the most
molestation to me.
It sounds
yeah, well,
like
you know what?
It
you
sounds like
what?
Catholic priest molestation to me.
All right, again, to be taken down by these two idiots and your own words probably isn't the dude. It sounds like bro, like Catholic molestation, bro, dude. First of all, just let me. You know what? I'm not here to be an apologist for anybody. All right, especially when it comes to this. If you've listened to the show for a while. As a child, I was molested for almost a decade. It was horrible. I'm not here to even try to defend his stupidity and the words that he said. Again, he's trying to back things out, and he's, you know, it's not working. I will say this. When you, by you, I mean Simon & Schuster or Breitbart or any of these organizations that work with Milo, when you get a provocateur like Milo, he is going to say things. It's not if, but when he crosses that line, right? Now, he may cross several lines that you're fine with because it's no big deal, right? That's what you want him to do. The reason you gave him a book deal is because he crosses those lines and people fight back. This was a line too far. And something you don't mess with. Now, in saying that, again, in saying that, he has come out today and said, look, I was abused sexually. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm not here to say if it is or isn't true. I will say this, that some people deal with things in a much different way. Some people deal with it. For me, for instance, I use humor to deal with what happened to me. Strength is there, but through the humor that I've gotten out of certain things, I've used my childhood, the way that my childhood was, I've used the humor that I was given, and maybe it's dark at times, maybe it's a little twisted at times, but it's how I use it. That's how most comedians, you find most comedians, most people who are comics or in an industry where they use comedy, you'll find that a lot of their life was dark as children. Abuse of some sort, neglect, something like that that took place. You do. I'm not here to defend him. I'm not here to defend what he had to say. I think what he said was stupid. I know Milo only, you know, from interviewing him a few times, met him a couple times, don't know him that well, don't know what he's like in his personal life. I know that he readily admit, he was on with Bill Maher on Friday night, that he is a troll. He does a lot of this stuff. It's for show. But this was stupid. He was on with Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan is a comedian. Joe Rogan is also somebody who does the UFC. He was on with Joe Rogan. And again, he reaches into that age limit thing that is, it's creepy as all get out.
If I knew someone around my age that was like, I just had sex with a 13-year-old, I would be creeped out, honestly.
Yeah. What is your age? What is your age?
I'm almost 35.
Okay, well, I'm talking about 28-year-olds.
Oh, well.
Oh, okay. Well, that changes everything.
No. You know what? It is, it's wrong. Sorry. Period. Case closed. It is, what he's done, what he said was absolutely wrong. You know, talking about, have you, and he's talking to Joe Rogan here in this point about whether or not Joe's, you know, haven't you ever seen a 15-year-old?
Any point in your life, however old you were, you've never seen a 15-year-old girl you thought was hot?
Yeah, when I was 15.
No, when you were 25. When you were 25, when you were 30, no. You will have seen girls about 15 you thought were hot.
No,
of course
I thought they
you
were
did.
Little kids.
No, you didn't.
I thought, damn, she's be hot, but I didn't want to fuck her. Not at all. Look, you can't tell me what I was born into.
I think if you're 14...
Born like this.
You were born this way.
No, you're trying to make it so I'm a fucking creeper like you.
No.
I'm not in the 14-year-old.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, it's look, again, you can spin it however you want. He crossed the line too far. And here's one of the things. You're Daniel Tosh and you're a comic and you cross this line. People expect you to cross it. They understand the humor in it. You play yourself this nasty villain and you make a profit side from it, meaning you are a profitability center for yourself. You've built yourself as this villain, this brand. This you know, protector of free speech, and at the same time, the villain to the left, and you do it, and you also take yourself somewhat seriously, or at least other people do, you're going to get burned at some point in time. I expect humor from the likes of Daniel Tosh, Josh Jelinek, people like this, because that's what they do. We've known that all along. People are also not looking to get them. People are not looking to get them. People are dying to get at Milo. And he gave them an in. And for that, he's been punished. Will he be a factor anymore? I don't know. But I'll tell you what, he is, you know, this guy. I mean, again, Friday night, he's on with Bill Maher. He's got a book coming out that was already the number one bestseller pre-order on Amazon. Now it's at 84, just a week later. He's been canceled for CPAC. What will happen here? Will Breitbart keep him on? Will they stick by him? This is one of those things where, you know what? Sometimes you recover in life. Sometimes people forget. Sometimes people don't. Sometimes that one instant of something will tarnish you forever, and you will be everybody's radiation and everybody's kryptonite. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Also call the program, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. A lot of people are chiming in. A lot of people are supporting it. A lot of people are on his side saying, look, he misspoke. He said, look, I used some words I shouldn't have used. I call people boys when really they're just young men, and this is how we do it. And, you know, and look, it's all out there for people to see. You said certain things. Were you misquoted? Did you misspeak? Again, all of that happens, but know who you are in certain situations. Know who you are in certain situations because people are looking to get you. Know who you are. They got a gotcha. They're going to go after you, and they're going to take you down. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Awesome! Awesome!
Donald Trump has got to go. Hey, hey! Ho, ho!
He needs to get impeached because we cannot have a fascist regime.
These are not getting smaller. I've been protesting since Nixon, and I've never seen anything like this.
I want this country to stand for what I taught my students to stand for. Decency, civil rights, a welcoming attitude, honesty, facts.
It was just upsetting that people with green cards, they've been through the process of getting approved, and they have to be stopped again, and it's just not fair to them.
It is not my president, not only because I didn't vote for him, but because he is, on so many levels, made himself impeachable.
Donald Trump has got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho. Donald Trump has got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho.
He's your president. I just want to tell you that. I don't care what you say. There was a lot of things about the last president that I wasn't a big fan of. But he was still my president, even though I didn't agree with him on a lot of things. Still my president, though. He's still your president. I've used the analogy before. I'm going to use it again. You're 37,000 feet in the air, flying an airplane. You wanted a different pilot than the pilot that is piloting your plane. Guess what? That pilot is still your pilot, no matter what you say. You're not getting off the airplane at 37,000 feet. It's a deal. Impeach, he's been in office officially 1 month. Come on. My goodness. I have never seen anything like this. Look, has he made some missteps? Yes. I don't care what he says. I don't care about the fake news baloney. Look, are there people out there inside of the news media that are not big fans of his? Absolutely. Absolutely, 110%. Today I get somebody telling me how I'm an idiot, how fake news I am, because how dare I not get my information from the Hannitys, the Limbaughs, and the Breitbarts of the world, and instead I go to, you know, several different sources that aren't right-leaning, that are just news sources, and I try to put together things and puzzle them together the best I can. Everybody's got an angle, kids. Everybody. But to say that he should be impeached, you know, it's President's Day. Hashtag not my president rallies going on. Producer Phil points out to me there's a little six-year-old holding up a sign that says, impeach Trump. I'm six. I don't even know what that means. Like James and the Giant Peach? What are you talking about? Why aren't I watching the Batman movie?
And I like the guy in the clip that he's been protesting since Nixon.
Yeah, since Nixon. Like, this is a guy who is, you got nothing going on, sir. You got nothing going on. I've been protesting since Nixon. Why? What are you so pissed about? And by the way, obviously it's not working, right? Like, it's not working. If you've been protesting since Nixon, it's not working. If you're still having to protest, okay? It's not. But I'm just over it. I'm over the BS. I'm over the fighting. It's going to get old fast. It is. And it is getting old. I talked to people this week. How old it is getting watching the same old same. Trump comes out, then they say something, then he says something. You can go on. You know what? Look, I don't care that Trump calls them fake media. I don't think they're the most dangerous thing to the, you know, to the United States, the media. There are some out there that definitely are not fans of Trump. And I will stand up and say yes. But there's a lot of them just trying to do their job. Does sometimes their feelings get in the way of their journalism? Yeah, but they're human beings. Does Trump make it any easier on himself and them? No, he doesn't. But enough. My goodness, can we just deal with the facts? 4 years is a long time to be in a fight with somebody. And they're going to have to cohabitate with each other. They are a couple that is officially separated, right? They're dating other people or going on dates. And, oh, yeah, what about this? They're also having to live in the same house still, cohabitate under the same roof. It's awkward. And that's to say the least. But the whole, oh, by the way, we need to impeach him after a month. Nah, sorry. And his people, his followers, the people that are his constituents, as far as the people that voted for him that are still pulling for him, they're happy as can be. Absolutely happy as can be. He is doing what he said he was going to do. He got out of the Beltway this weekend. He went down to Florida. He held a big rally. He got out there to see the people. He continues to do the things he said he was going to do. He does a couple of the things. Bring back jobs. Get wages higher. Sort out immigration in some way, shape, or form. Repeal or replace Obamacare. Fix the tax system. Does a few of these things. He'll be a winner. He'll be a winner. Even if he fights with the media, he'll be a winner. So you got to stay in your lane and stop fighting with everybody. People say it's his right to fight with people. No, you know what? He needs to do what he needs to do. It's okay to have some pushback. But you know what? Revenge is served best what? Cold. Do your thing. All the rest of it will take care of itself. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Kurt Cobain. Would have turned 50 years old today. Hard to believe he's been gone for as long as he has. What's it been, about 23 years? Killed himself in 1994. We were sitting here talking about his daughter, Frances Bean Cobain. It's crazy. The daughter of the former frontman of Nirvana. Her net worth is $170 million. Get ready for this, Phil. Last year, they sold almost 400,000 copies of their albums and almost a million singles. Haven't made new music in 20-plus years. Good God. Good God, man. That's
not
bad.
Tupac released more music dead than he did when he was alive.
Yeah, Tupac's always getting busy. That's how Tupac rolls, though, man. He's got a new album coming out. Him and Biggie. Biggie, they're always releasing Biggie. Think about this. They're releasing Biggie. They're releasing Tupac. How much Prince can you release? Because he's got more than all of them put together. 50 years old. I remember I was in London and I was getting pizza. And I got pizza and I was walking back to the car. And my friends were sitting in there. And I said, dude, Kurt Cobain just killed himself. I'm like, no, he didn't. And I said he did. And we flipped on the radio and, you know, they were just starting to trickle out that he had killed himself. You know, this is back in the day when cell phones were really like, you had a cell phone, it's like, you must be important. You must be super important. But he would have been 50, and I don't know. I don't know what he was like. I mean, I liked Nirvana. I thought their music was good. I think the Foo Fighters are better. I think he was the most talented of the bunch. David Allen Grohl. But that's just me. Whatever. Whatever, Chad. You're so horrible to people like Kurt Cobain. Beautiful people, I'm talking to you out there. Ugly people, I'm talking to you as well. People in between, you can listen to this, but you really have. There's no skin in this game. They just did a huge research on the beautiful people. This comes out of the London School of Economics and Political Science. And the whole point was to do research to find out if beautiful people actually make more money. Now, for years, we have heard that beautiful people make more money. Yes and no is the short answer. Yes, they do tend to be on the further scale, but so are really ugly people. So it's kind of weird. It's kind of like this weird kind of like the ugly people obviously are really smart. They probably go into really smart things. They probably are more entrepreneurial. They do, and they probably work a lot harder. Beautiful people, though, this is the thing that was funny, is they tend to be smarter. They tend to be in better shape, obviously. They tend to work very hard. So it's the trifecta there. It's the people in the middle. You guys are the mediums. You're the mediums. Just doing enough to get by. So in life, you either want to have a truly ugly child or a beautiful child. If your child's medium, they're probably, you might as well name him Todd. They're probably going to be in the middle somewhere, is what I'm saying. Now, well, as we talked about it earlier, here's the thing about beautiful people. And this is one of those things where all things being equal, you're going to go with the beautiful person. If we're honest with ourselves, if we're honest, and I know we tend to lie a lot. In fact, we got a poll up right now of would you rather be beautiful or a genius? 92% people say genius, so they're lying. So they're lying. And the 9% or the 8% that says beautiful, they are geniuses. They just like to be beautiful. That's a poll up right now at Chad Benson Show. But all things being equal, we go with the beautiful person, don't we? I mean, that's kind of the thing. If we were sitting there and you're looking and you go, okay, I've got two pretty much identical resumes and work history. I've got an average person or I've got a hello person. Who are you choosing? Who are you choosing? Exactly. Now, if you're the beautiful person in the office, you may go with the ugly person because you don't want competition. But by and large, if you're not, you're probably going to go with the beautiful person. The beautiful person might be more charming, might be more entertaining, might be more boisterous, might be have a better personality. Obviously, the confidence of being a beautiful person. But it's not all doom and gloom because, like they say, the people that are ugly, not just ugly, but like very ugly, they put in this thing, tend to also do well. You know what they're saying is, it's not because they're beautiful, but because they're healthier, more intelligent, have better personality traits. That's why. So it's not just strictly looks alone. It happens to be because they have all of these other traits that make them better, which to me, I find, I don't know if that's more offensive, right? Do you find that more offensive? So not only are they better looking, they also happen to be more intelligent. They also happen to be healthier. They also happen to be a little bit more driven. And their personality tends to be better. Sad. But this was one of those ones where you can look and you can say, because like a lot of times these little studies they do, they're not real, right? They're not real. Like it's 500 people. It's 1,000 people. This was 21,000 people over a 13-year period based on physical attractiveness, there's a bunch of other things. It wasn't just one singular thing. How they got to the ugly people, because they got ugly people in there as well, that was the thing that we were all kind of sitting there scratching our heads going, how do you advertise for that? Like, what's your advertising method to find an ugly person to be in your study? Do you ask? Do you think you're ugly? And what if you show up and you're not? You're like a 6 or a 5 out of 10. Like, what if that happens? Is that like, maybe? I don't know. You're like, we can't use you. Like, somebody comes to you like, you are so ugly. You go over here. And the other person comes, you're beautiful. You go over here. So this is one of those times where you needed to be, boom, one side or another side. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. A lot of people chiming in about Milo. And again, Milo Yiannopoulos losing his book deal today, being uninvited to CPAC, which is going on. Is that start Wednesday or Thursday, Phil?
Starts Thursday.
Starts Thursday. And, of course, that's a very big, that's like a huge conservative gathering taking place out there in D.C., and he has been uninvited. He says he knows why. He understands. You know, he's come on the air. We're not on the air, but he did a blog slash podcast with a couple of guys that has caused a lot of controversy, talking about pedophilia, talking about his, you know, an age difference and if it's okay and whether he framed it wrong or right, it doesn't matter. The perception is, and perception is all that matters in this case, is he is an apologist for people and pedophilia, and you can't do that in this day and age. You are a dumbass if you think you can do that ever, but in this day and age, you have to watch what you say, and especially if you are as hated as this guy is. And he's hated. He's absolutely hated. And again, I have met him on a few occasions. We've interviewed him on a few occasions. I don't know him very well. He is a provocateur. He says things. He does things that piss the people off on the left, which we all get a laugh about. But he is, you know, when you're going to be in the conservative side of the world, as a Christian conservatives, we're all going to look up and say, first of all, he's gay, so we're not happy with that. Secondly, this whole thing is a no. Boom. Over, done with. Simon & Schuster pulled the book deal today. Don't know what Breitbart's going to do, but I will tell you this. I mean, never have I seen somebody in the space of a day or two crash like this. Having been on with Bill Maher just the other day, and now having been, you know, really within the space of about 36 hours, completely just... Sorry, you're no longer a part of any of this stuff. So we'll see what happens. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. The ladies are going to be coming up later, Diamond and Silk. And I believe the ladies, and we'll talk to them, I think they were front and center introducing the president over the weekend in Florida. The president got out of the bubble, went out to Florida, saw the people that voted for him. People were excited, about 9,000 people there. And I think every once in a while with somebody who's under besiege by the media and the way it is, and Washington itself, because it can become closed off, getting out of that bubble is probably a good thing. CoverGirl model is in trouble for saying something I thought wasn't really that big of a deal, but you can't do that nowadays. And instead of hanging out, how about live chilling? Because there is an app for that. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Apparently Breitbart may be the next one to get rid of Milo. Could happen by the end of the day. Served his purpose. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. A lot of people chiming in on the Milo Yiannopoulos thing, again, for the underage sex talk that he used. Simon & Schuster's pulled their book release of his book called Dangerous out. Number one bestseller, pre-order on Amazon, gone. We were just talking whether or not he gets the money or not. He got a $250,000 advance. And as Phil pointed out, he said when he went there, he was as filthy, as dirty, and as shocking as he could be. And the more he was, the more money they threw at him. I don't know if they'll ask for it back. Sometimes in life, you go, you know what? We're going to be done with this. We're going to be done with this and just be. Hey, but if you're, here's something though. If you're a small publisher, right? Do you snap that up? Hell yeah. I snap that up big time because what do you got to lose, right? What do you have to lose? Because people are still going to buy the damn thing. So what do you have to lose? I mean, it's a way to keep yourself, you know, get yourself maybe relevant and in the game. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-M. President Trump named H.R. McMaster's the, which just sounds like something made up, doesn't it? I mean, come on. Here comes H.R. McMaster's, sir. He is going to be the new security advisor, which is good. This is the guy who, by the way, where Flynn was one place, this guy is something wholly different. Herbert Raymond McMaster's, Lieutenant General, United States Army. He's written a book. One of his, you know, one of the books he's written, and this is something that's interesting, is he talks about how generals need to be able to push back on administration and political appointees and people if they think something's not right. He argued that the detainees in Guantanamo Bay and elsewhere should be treated fairly and humanely. So this is a guy that is, you know, I mean, here he is. I mean, he is a smart guy, bright guy. He's been in the Gulf War, Operation Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom as well. This guy's got his stuff together, and he's going to be the new guy, if you will, now running the National Security Advisor role, as Flynn, of course, stepped away unceremoniously last week after about a New York second on the job. Controversy everywhere. Now, I don't find this to be racist. We were just discussing this. I don't find it to be racist. You may find it to be racist. I do not. It is James Charles is the male ambassador for CoverGirl. He's the boy that, you know, does himself up to look nice and pretty and gets on the cover of CoverGirl, and he's now a spokesperson for them. They're going to Africa on a school trip, and I don't think it was with CoverGirl. I'm not quite sure, but they said that, you know, he's going to Africa on a school trip. He tweeted out, all right, tweeted out, "I can't believe we're going to Africa today. Oh, my God, what if I get Ebola?" And then he says, "No, we're fine. I got that last year, Chipotle." How that is racist, I don't know. Because remember, Chipotle had all the problems. Anthony's thinking, Chipotle had all these issues where, like, you go there and you got the norovirus. Remember that? And they had to have all these, not the Ebola virus, the norovirus, right? But I don't find that racist. Now, people are saying, "Well, Chad, it's about Africa." Well, yeah, because Africa's where you get the Ebola virus. Are you worried about it? You remember when we had, three people we brought here with the Ebola virus to America? And I remember that. And I challenged people. I'm like, "I will give you a check. I will give you one of my checks for 87 cents if you can go out and catch the Ebola virus." I mean, actively go out and catch the Ebola virus. Nobody could catch it. You're not catching it here. You're not worried about catching it. You're not in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, going, "I think I got the Ebola virus." No, it was Africa. Was it silly? People take everything as racism. It doesn't matter what you do nowadays. Racism, if you mention something, you can be destroyed. Just being around the president or the vice president, Bono, has been destroyed by the media and by the social justice warriors because he hung out with Mike Pence when they talked about HIV and AIDS in Africa, and he saluted Mike Pence for the work he's trying to do there. This is some of the wackiness people have tweeted. The same Mike Pence who caused a massive HIV outbreak in the state he governed? How? I'm curious. That's the question I have to you. How did Mike Pence cause the HIV outbreak, the massive HIV outbreak in Indiana? If anybody could tell me, I would love to text me, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. But I don't think what this kid said was racist, but that's what it is. That's what it is nowadays based on the world we live in. That's why I tell you, I mean, you have to know that as you're coming up through something and you start to get some notoriety and you start to build and you start to get some fame and stuff starts to go, and you're in a position where you talk for a living, you write for a living, you blog for a living, you're a political pundit, you do all these things, you have to look back and think to myself, where did I make a joke 5, 10, 15 years ago that at the time wasn't racist? Because they're moved the goalpost now. They're moving the goalpost. At the time, wasn't sexist. At the time, wasn't homophobic. At the time, whatever it is. Where did I do that? Like, did I do something here? Did Did I say something? Maybe I did. I can't remember. Did I tweet something 25 months ago that got 100,000 likes and everybody thought it was funny, but now all of a sudden those same people want to boycott everything I'm involved with because now the goalpost has moved?
Wow, that is interesting.
That's the scary part of the world that we live in nowadays. Ever-moving goalpost, ever-moving everything when it comes to political correctness and the snowflake generation. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You got two polls up, at Chad Benson Show. First one, would you rather be beautiful or a genius? 12% says beautiful, please. 88% says genius. The other poll, 1 month into Trump's presidency, rated 42% say great, 25% said good, 21% says interesting, 12% says horrible. They'll be up throughout the show. Check it out at Chad Benson Show, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. Text the program as well, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Happy President's Day Monday. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.